This is Archer, archerradio.com. Today is Thursday, July 27th, 2006. And we have a special guest on today's show. We have Homer from homersworld.blogspot.com. And we have talked to Homer before, but tonight, or today, he is live in the studio. Say hi, Homer.
Hi, Homer.
How are you?
I'm feeling a little bloaty right now.
Why are you feeling bloated?
Because I'm...
Speak louder.
You made me eat food tonight that I made, and I'm feeling bloaty.
Okay, here's something else I forgot to tell you before we went on air. When you touch stuff, you hear it on the microphone. Did you know that?
So I shouldn't touch myself while I'm on the microphone?
You can touch yourself, but... Stop. You're being gross. Yes, we are both bloated because Homer decided to make dinner.
And what did you have?
Well, I was just going to say, boys and girls, you know my eating habits, so listen to this menu. I'm going to let you describe what you made tonight.
We stopped by the giant supermarket, and it was gigantic. And we purchased foods. It's always fun to go shopping with Archer. And among the things we bought were Smart Dogs veggie hot dogs. And I'll tell you, I wish I had my camera handy when Archer saw that I was putting them into the cart, because he was skeptical, with a capital S-K-E-P-T-I-C-A-L.
But now you need to just tell him what Smart Dogs are.
They're mostly water, I think. Water and salt with some soy products thrown in and some other stuff. But yeah, they're vegetarian hot dogs.
Yeah, so you see, we had to have a vegetarian meal tonight, so Homer had to have, picked out vegetarian hot dogs.
And then I made mashed potatoes with melted cheese on top.
Which were very good, by the way. And the hot dogs were not bad either.
And, yeah, you totally didn't mind them. But the problem was the mashed potatoes were so good that we both ate too much.
And I'm stuffed.
And it's too bad because there's ice cream waiting for us.
I know. I don't think I can eat it.
I can.
You can. Then maybe I'll have a little bit.
Let's just go in the bathroom and just like stick our fingers down our throats and be anorexic or bulimic. Yeah, bulimic.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Oh. You always shoot my ideas down, Archer.
No, not always. So, boys and girls, I had, for the very first time probably in my entire life, a completely vegetarian meal.
Right? You're probably a completely vegetarian supper, because you have had vegetarian breakfast before.
I have.
Well, at one time I was here last time, we made pancakes and hash browns.
Yeah, but I guess if you're thinking truly vegetarian, you wouldn't count butter and milk, right?
No, because you can be a lacto-ovo-vegetarian, which is what I am.
There's also what?
A lacto-ovo-vegetarian. Lacto for milk, ovo for eggs. So I eat milk.
I didn't know that. I've never heard that before.
Oh, my God. There's also the vegans who don't eat any animal products.
Right. And that's so you're not a vegan. You're a vegetarian.
Yeah, I'm a lacto-ovo-vegetarian.
Lacto-ovo-vegetarian.
Correct.
Okay. Very interesting. So anyway, how was your flight here from Arizona?
It was fine. Air travel used to be like so much fun and everything.
Yeah.
It's always amusing me when the sky mattresses say, "Enjoy the flight." Like there's no enjoyment on airplanes anymore.
Now you have to explain to the listeners what are the sky mattresses.
Well, they used to be called stewardesses, but they're not stewardesses anymore.
Did you have any stewards?
There was one.
Was he a homosexual?
I would say so.
Really? What led you to believe that he was a homosexual?
His mannerisms, I would say, or womannerisms.
Womannerisms? Mannerisms? Very funny.
But then, like we were talking earlier, everybody's gay nowadays.
It seems that way, doesn't it?
Oh my God, it's catching.
It is catching. What were our examples of everybody being gay?
For example, Lance Bass.
Yeah, Lance Bass came out yesterday.
It's funny, his last name is B-Ass.
B-Ass. Bottom Ass.
Yeah.
You think he's a big bottom?
Oh, sure. Why not?
Because his boyfriend, you know, is Riken from The Amazing Race.
I'd be a bottom for Riken.
You'd be a bottom for anybody.
That's Mr. Whore.
Mr. Whore. He is cute. We're currently watching a rerun of Project Runway with the mute on the TV, and it's the very first episode, and we're noticing the different participants in the show, and the one guy, what's his name? Is it Robert?
Robert, yeah.
He is so cute.
He's doable.
He is doable. Anyway, so why did you come to D.C.?
Oh, well, it was cooler than Arizona.
Even though it's still hot here.
Yeah, but it totally feels cooler. I had only been on one small vacation so far this year, and that was to go out to San Francisco and hang out with Moby and Brett and Rob from Roblog.
And they're all bloggers, right?
Yes, that was a fun. And Chad from Stop Touching My Food. And so I decided to come out to the East Coast. I haven't been here since October of 2004.
That's right, the last time you stayed here.
And if you go to our blogs from that time period, you can see the little photo spreads.
That's right, of when you were here last.
Yeah.
Now, and you're also going to be staying with Jimbo.
Yes.
After your stay with Archer.
Yes.
How did you find the Archer Hotel?
Well, I donned my white gloves, and I was distressed to find particles of dust.
I know, he did find some dust in my house, but
I very nicely pointed out to him.
Said, "Oh, you have dust right here on this slat on this door." And then when he was looking on the bookshelf, he's like, I did see some dust there.
But no, I didn't find any dust there. But there could have been a lot more dirt. I'm a terrible, messy cook, and as I was making the mashed potatoes, I managed to fling mashed potatoes everywhere in the kitchen.
He was putting the mashed potatoes into the pan to put them in the broiler, and he was like hitting the spoon on the side, and as he was doing that, he was flinging potatoes all over the place.
I only did it once. It was pretty messy, though. I was horrified because I know how clean OCD you are about clean.
But I cleaned it up. It was no big deal.
Yeah.
I didn't have a panic attack or anything.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness. So what else? What's going on in your life? Are there some topics we can talk about?
Well, let's see. Since the last time I visited your house, I've acquired a dog.
That's right.
I have a new tenant in my guest house who is busy landscaping the backyard very beautifully.
And I can't remember, is the tenant gay?
Yes, he is a homosexual.
He is a
Because see? Everyone is homosexual.
I was gonna say, everyone's homosexual.
I had the anti-man mood for a while, but that's sort of disappeared. Now
now you're in your horror phase?
Well, not really a horror phase, but there are a couple people that I'm interested in dating. So that's kind of unusual, because nobody dates nowadays.
What are you talking about? I'm dating my boyfriend.
You have a boyfriend, as opposed to...
Oh, I see.
Like, going out and meeting new people and dating.
Like,
everyone, it's like, you go out to the bar, and everyone's just standing around waiting for last call so they can take somebody home. Or you get onto Mancunt website, and everyone's like, unlock your pictures. And just like, you're hot. And it's just like, oh, God.
Well, I'm not on Man Cunt, so I couldn't even imagine what that's like.
But well, I showed you those pictures.
I was
going to
say, you did show me Man Cunt when we came home, but yeah, you know, I haven't been doing the dating / sex thing for a couple of years now, so I...
You don't get any sex?
No, I get lots of sex, actually, from the boyfriend, but...
I noticed the trail of lube across the floor.
You did not. We were at his house last night anyway.
It's like a slimy snail trail.
Oh, gross. Isn't that like a dog who rubs his butt on the carpet?
Oh, God. That reminds me of a story.
Let's hear it.
When I was a little kid, the neighbor's poodle dog had puppies. And they were mixed poodle and other dogs. And anyway, someone gave me one. His name was Pouncer, and he was the cutest little tiny puppy. And my mother had a poodle named Smokey Bear, named after my teddy bear, which is a little white poodle. And one time, I came home, and Pouncer was on top of Smokey Bear. And I couldn't figure out what was going on. And all of a sudden, Pouncer tried to get off Smokey Bear, and Smokey Bear twisted and turned, and they were standing there butt to butt, stuck together, and howling. I could not figure out what was going on. My mother sent me into the basement.
Butt to butt.
Yeah.
That's why he was howling.
Yeah. A little bit twisted, painful there.
His penis was stuck in the vagina of the other dog.
Yeah.
And when dogs copulate, the head of the penis of the male dog inflames, right?
You seem to know a lot about dog copulation. A lot more than I know.
And it, like, locks in there. So that no other dog can come right behind him and...
Is this fact?
Inseminate. I believe so. And inseminate.
Well, I'm sure one of your listeners will correct you if it's not.
Well, that's true, and I hope
you do. But anyway, so that was my introduction to sex education.
Through dog sex.
Doggy style.
Is that why you like to do it doggy style now?
There's other reasons.
Oh, what are the other reasons?
This is a family program.
No, it's not. We talk about sex. And you can cuss on here. You can say shit, fuck, damn.
You told me this was Jesus is Our Lord podcast.
No, that's the next one we're going to be
recording. Okay. I just get them so confused.
Yeah, that's my other podcast that people don't know about. Speaking of Jesus is Lord, is the television distracting you? Should I turn it off?
No, I'm just hoping for a moment glimpse of that cute Robert guy.
Well, you'll get several because he's going to be working with Kane on... Well, that's the next episode, actually, I think. Anyway, what was I saying now?
You were saying, speaking of God...
Oh, yeah. How do you feel about religion?
I've never been to church in my entire life.
Are you serious? Your entire life?
I've never been to a church service. I have been in a church for maybe 3 weddings, maybe. But that doesn't really count. But I've never been to a church service, like a Sunday service.
Were your parents atheists too?
My father was. My mother has sort of simplistic Protestant values, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And even as a small child, I never believed in the Easter Bunny or Santa Claus. And I think that sort of jumped over to not believing anything in terms of religion. And it is kind of curious. The parents teach their children to believe in Santa Claus, and all of a sudden it's not true. And they parents, in our society, teach their children to believe in Christianity, but that's true. But there's like, well, what's the difference? There's no...
Exactly. Why are you starting with a lie and then expect them to believe that Jesus and God were real?
Yeah. And there's no evidence to suggest anything. So,
no evidence whatsoever.
I'm not a big fan of religion. As long as people, it's in their private life, it's fine. When they try to push it upon me, then I become very, very, very angry. And I will do anything I can to stop people from pushing their religious values onto me. I don't go out and knock on people's doors and proselytize the atheism.
Right.
And I don't think that they should have the right to force it into schools, for instance. And here's an example. As a child, we would say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Mm-hmm.
And this big controversy over whether to remove the words under God, which is added in 1954. In my school, you were required to say those words no matter what. And once a month or so, each kid had to cycle through and lead the class in Pledge of Allegiance, and you had to say under God or you got sent to the principal's office. And I'm pretty sure that in large parts of the country that's still the case.
However, if that had been brought up as a court case, you would have won.
It depends. It depends on if you get one of these conservative activist judges.
Conservative activist judges?
They're all damn conservative activist judges.
What about liberal activist judges that people talk
about?
Don't
disparage the word liberal. Conservative is the dirty word nowadays.
I happen to agree with you there.
Well, and the other thing, I think people that are super strongly religious are mentally ill. I mean, yeah.
You mean like fanatical religious right kind of people?
Yeah.
You don't mean just like the average everyday Catholic who goes to Mass on Sundays?
The people that believe so strongly in their opinions that they will tell you right out, you're going to hell because you don't believe in the exact same thing that I do, or read the same Bible passage and get the same out of it.
And the perfect example would be the Fred Phelps group.
He's hot. Now, there's something about him, the way he looks at me.
You think he's looking right at you?
Oh, my God. I had to go take a shower after he looked at me.
Ooh, you felt so dirty.
I felt so good. No, Fred Phelps, there's no difference between him and the suicide bombers, as far as I can tell. They're just totally freaked out idiots.
I agree. I think he is the extreme that is beyond what religion is supposed to be.
God, this is a real downer topic, isn't it?
Yeah, why don't you change the topic then?
Okay, so Let's do an... this is a game that I used to play back in college with my best friend, Les.
Okay.
We would be walking down the street, and we would say something like, okay, Archer, so you have to go on a date with Rick Santorum or Clarence Thomas.
Oh, my God.
Who would you go on a date with?
It would have to be Rick Santorum.
Okay. You have to go and make out with either Clarence Thomas...
Ugh.
Or Tom DeLay.
Oh, no. I would have to say Tom DeLay, because Clarence Thomas is absolutely disgusting.
Okay. You'd have to have hot anal sex with Clarence Thomas or Condi Rice.
Oh, Condi Rice. I would do her.
And so that ends up being that Clarence Thomas would be like the last man
in
the world.
I see.
And that would be your boyfriend.
That's terrible.
Robert. He's cute.
Yeah, he is cute. That's terrible. That's not a very good game. What about, you know, there's lots of people out there do the fuck, marry, kill game. You choose three names like...
I've never heard of this.
Okay. Bill O'Reilly, Rick Santorum, and Fred Phelps. Which one would you fuck, which one would you marry, and which one would you kill?
I would fuck Bill O'Reilly and make sure there were lots of pictures. I'd kill Fred Phelps because he's just an old fuck. And I'd marry Rick Santorum just to ruin his day.
And his current marriage. Did you hear that his wife, I don't know if I'm getting this wrong, but he and his wife ate the placenta of their child after she gave birth?
Oh, it's really good if you bread it and fry it.
You're serious?
I don't know.
No, you're not serious.
No, but that's what Tom Cruise is going to do, the same thing with Kay.
Oh, he's another loser. So we haven't talked with you yet about the Middle East issue. Is that something that you feel comfortable discussing?
It's very sad. It seems like it's out of control right now, and I'm not a big fan of killing innocent people, so I'm not a big fan of what Israel is doing to Lebanon. You have the U.S. government supporting Israel's bombing campaign to such an extent they're actually rushing more weapons over to Israel. Mm-hmm. And that's really going to endear us to all of those Islamic people. We ought to be trying to push for a ceasefire and then get some sort of U.N. peacekeeping force in there, which is what the U.N. is saying.
But as you heard on the news today, Condi Rice is not asking for a ceasefire.
No, Condi Rice is a drone.
Isn't she your favorite politician?
She's right up there with all the rest of those Bush folks.
Which I think that they are not, the whole Bush administration is not pushing for any kind of ceasefire or an end to this conflict because they will be called hypocrites because of what they started in Iraq.
There's other reasons, too. This war is really heavily supported by the far Christian right here in the country. There's this talk that it's...
Wait a minute. The Israeli-Lebanon war?
Oh, yeah. There's this thing going on with I think it was Jerry Falwell saying this is the Armageddon starting to happen. It's the first phase or whatever. And the far Christian right is just, like, ecstatic over this. They've been wanting this to happen. And so... He's getting a lot of bonus points. You know,
why would they want this to happen? I don't understand.
They want the end of the world to happen. You know, these people are freaks.
So that they can have, what, the second coming?
Yeah, I guess. I mean...
That's just... that's freaky weird.
Yeah, it's freaky weird, but then, you know, it's not throwing the stone very far from the quarry or whatever the phrase
is. Yes, true. All right, now who's going to run for election in 2008?
For the Democrats, I'm pretty sure John Kerry is going to run again, John Edwards, Hillary Clinton, and it's going to be very curious to see what happens. My old college roommate Mark visited me last weekend, or it was the weekend before, 2 weekends ago, and he's very high up in the Democratic political stuff.
Really?
Yeah. He's in charge of the voter registration drives and canvassing for many, many, many of the campaigns. And he thinks that John Edwards is a pretty good candidate. And actually, and he also thinks John Kerry has learned a great deal from the past and has, you know, John Kerry only lost by 500,000 votes or whatever. And he thinks that people would look at him and say, okay.
Now he's ready?
Yeah.
What about Gore?
I don't think Gore wants to be vice president or president again. Or, you know.
Wait a minute. Can he be vice president again?
Oh, sure he could.
Well, I think he should try to be president.
For me, he's fine. And he has actually done a lot of work in the, was it 8 years since he ran last? Or so 6 years now, but, yeah, and this film that he's done recently is very popular, apparently. So.
Yes, I think the film is giving him a renewed celebrity or whatever.
Yeah, and so and in terms of the Republicans, I know Bill Frist is going to run, but he doesn't have a chance in hell.
His
opponents have to do is show that damn Terry Schiavo video of him diagnosing this woman via some videotape. And everyone's going to know that he's a blithering moron.
Well, I'm actually hoping that on the Republican side that it turns into a big fight for the nomination.
Yeah. I mean, John McCain is positioning himself with all the Bush supporters by toadying up to the religious right. But at the same time, the moderate Republicans are looking at him like he's becoming a freak.
But now you were mentioning earlier about Lieberman and McCain.
Well, Lieberman's not going to win the Democratic primary in Connecticut.
Right.
And he's going to run as an independent, and they expect that he'll get elected because there are a large number of, you know, a certain number of Democratic supporters, and he's going to get a lot of the Republicans voting for him because the Republican candidate for senator is nobody. And so he's going to be an independent, and if John McCain were to select him for a vice presidential candidate, you would get a certain number of Democrats. He's run for vice president before, you know, came pretty close. I just think he's gross.
I think he's gross, too. I can't stand his politics at all.
I didn't like him when he was running for vice president.
I didn't either. Way back then, I thought, what a mistake he's making choosing Lieberman as his...
Yeah, he did nothing for the ticket.
Yeah,
nothing. He's a drones on and on.
And that's 8 years ago, and he's still hanging around.
Yeah. So politics, interesting.
Politics are always interesting.
I've already got my early ballot ordered.
How is that possible?
In Arizona, you can register online and just click a little button, and they send you your notification via the email that you are going to be receiving a early ballot mailed on this date. So I have both my primary and my general election already ordered.
And they get mailed to your house?
Mm-hmm.
I think I asked you this before. That's weird that you vote through the mail.
Yes. It's a way... it's different. Arizona has a very rural population still.
Yeah.
It's a great way for people living on the Indian reservations that don't have, you know, opportunities to get anywhere to vote, as well as there's a large senior citizen population. They've made it much easier to vote there than it is here. You never have to wait in line.
Yeah, they've made it accessible, more accessible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. This has been kind of a downer show, hasn't it?
But I'm having a good time.
Are you? That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
What are we going to do the time that you're here, while you're here?
Well, let's see. You were going to invite those two cute models that you take photographs of mm-hmm. to come over and do a photo shoot with me?
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be really nice.
They're coming tomorrow at 10:30.
And 11:30. And 12:30, too.
Yeah, I gotcha. You're so funny. Okay, so sex with the models...
No, I don't know about that. I just like to look at them. Tomorrow we're going on a little photo safari.
Is it a photo safari?
Sure. We're going to have a little competition to see who can take the most exciting photographs. Well, video.
Really?
Yeah. I think so.
Where are we going to do this?
We're going to go down to, what's the metro stop? What line is it?
Federal Center.
Yeah, we're going to get on the... Is it the orange line?
Orange line.
Take the orange line. Bing, bong!
Yeah. Doors closing. That's actually what they say now.
I know.
Doors closing. Face Bing, step bong. Back. Doors closing.
And then we're going to the National Conservatory. And that's what... I always... Whenever I'm in D.C., I go there. They have lots of different rooms with different types of plants. And my favorite is the Orchid Room. I'm not a big orchid fan in general, but you go to the Orchid Room and it's like, wow, it's dazzling.
Now, as you know, I'm very sensitive to the heat and humidity. Is it very humid in there?
It might be a little bit, but they don't... it's not particularly hot in there. They have it air-conditioned.
Oh, good, because I'm very sensitive to heat.
You're a sensitive kind of guy.
I am. Speaking of that, has it been a little too chilly in my house for you? Or are you comfortable?
I am suffering from hypothermia.
Are you?
Yeah.
Because I keep the air conditioning at like 64, 65.
I don't have fancy air conditioning in Arizona. I have swamp cooling, and it's pretty bitter right now.
So you come from, what was it, 107 you said yesterday or something like that?
Yeah.
107 degrees in Tucson, Arizona. And you come to D.C., and it's 92, maybe, I think it was this afternoon, 92 degrees.
It was 87 earlier, yeah.
Was it 87 earlier?
Yeah.
But that's about the time you got in it. I think it was like 91, 92.
Probably, but it was nice.
It was hot as hell. I was sweating like a pig in the
car. Well, you were sweating. It was amazing.
I was sweating in the car.
Sweaty McFester.
With the air conditioning on. You're like, can we just turn this down a little bit because I'm a little chilly?
Oh, yeah. I had to turn it down because it was freezing my dang knee.
Oh, so that's why I keep it cool in my house. Anyway, well, that's our first show with Homer. We're going to record another show. So I think we will end this one now. And this will be on Thursday. So... Homer, why don't you say goodbye if you'd like to?
Goodbye if you'd like to.
All right, boys and girls, tune in tomorrow for another episode with Homer. So until next time, bye. Archer Radio.